Could you tell me what you think, in the 2 years you've been a parish councillor, what your achievements have been so far?
Yes, Paul. When I was elected as a parish councillor in 2011, I never thought I'd be chairman a year later. But I became chairman because I had a passion for helping people. And one thing we've done in parish over the last year is really start to fulfil our full potential. We had a really good parish council before, but I wasn't always convinced that we were opening all the doors we could to improve community life. And now I believe we are beginning to really move forward as a parish council.
Okay, well, that's great. Now, our county councillors have got some major challenges coming up in Surrey Heath. Some major, major challenges. I mean, when you think about the amount of development that's going to be happening in the borough going forward, and not just in the borough, actually, in the neighbouring boroughs as well. I mean, if you think about Aldershot, there's going to be 3,500 houses being developed there.
Yep.
We're talking nearly 1,500 houses in deep cut.
Yep.
What's
1,800 in Dera?
Another 1,800 at Dera, and lots of other going, in the area as well. I mean, the deep cut redevelopment—that's the 1,200 houses that are going there—is only actually 45% of the overall borough target for development between now and 2026, and. I think the challenge is going to be is on infrastructure. You speak to any residents, highways is the biggest concern, the traffic jams and all the rest of it that they already have to endure. What do you think, should you be elected on the 2nd of May, what do you think you'll be able to bring to the party?
What I'll be calling for, Paul, is whilst accepting we need development, is what we really need, which I don't think's been done for many, many years, is an overarching review of our road structure and how we can mitigate this development to protect our villages.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, really important. And if you speak to pretty much any resident, their number one concern is traffic.
That's what they've been saying already on the doorstep, and I've already been out canvassing. And it does worry them, because I repeat again, but we got some beautiful villages, the villages that I'm representing, and we got to protect them, but whilst accepting we still need businesses and houses. And I just think, by taking a step back, working together, and I think that's the key, not in isolation, working together, borough, parish, and the county, with an overarching review of what we can do to mitigate this, I think there must be solutions out there. We've got to look outside the normal nine dots, as I call it, and see what we can do together.
And I think you make a very good point. I mean, I think a lot of residents don't realise is that although Surrey Heath Borough Council are the authority responsible for planning, so they're at the end of the day, they're going to be the ones that either accept or reject the planning application. The bottom line is that county council are the authority responsible for highways. So this joined up thinking that you're talking about is really essential, and it's vital that we work together. So I'm really pleased to hear you say that that's going to be a major priority.
Well, it's the number one priority, because if not, it's going to be our children, our children's children, that are going to be affected. Yes, we're not going to be affected that seriously over the next few years, but eventually it's going to be. And let's just take a step back and work together. And I really think that's the key, and not look in isolation. And you're absolutely right, Paul, that with development comes under borough, but the roads does come under county. And I just want to make sure that we can pull all those strands together and work very closely with the good work they do in county now, but perhaps more joined up thinking.
And also, it's not just roads and highways. I mean, the county council are responsible for adult social care. They're responsible for education. So all this development, there's going to be a lot of new people coming into the area. We need to find school places for them. We need to make sure that, I mean, we've got an increasing aging population. The county council responsibility is enormous.
Absolutely, and I'm learning that very fast, I can tell you. And I think we have to accept, at the moment, we've got some superb schools throughout the county and the borough, but we've got to look at what we will need in the future. It's no good saying, well, okay, we're good now, We've got to look at how can we be better tomorrow. And that's exactly the same with social care. And sometimes with the disadvantaged, the elderly, the disabled and the youth, you know, I think sometimes we need to say, take a step back and say, we need to do more for them. What do they need? Let's understand what the needs are. Not just sit in county or say, well, actually, that's what they need. Talk to them. And that's the difference I think I'm going to try to make, is to talk to the people, understand the problems, and then go away and find some solutions.
Well, that's really good. And I think also it's important that our elected representatives, whether it be borough, county, parish or whatever, are really accessible. Now, you know that I'm very hot on social media. I know you are on Twitter. I know you're on Twitter, but you don't really use it that much. I think that if you're going to engage with all members of your community, not just the ones that are not on social media, I think it would be nice to see you be a bit more active on that. I know it's not for everybody, but I hope to see that you will be using your Twitter account a little bit more in the future.
It's a very good point. I have got a Twitter account, as you well know. I don't use it very often, and I do know other people use Twitter all the time. I like to get out on the doorstep and talk to people, which I do an awful lot of. But I will use it a little bit more, Paul. I will be using Facebook, but it's not going to be my main focus. My main focus for the next 4 weeks is on the doorstep. But I think it's a wider issue of being accessible. Sometimes with Twitter, and I do read some people's Twitter accounts, you can get in some silly arguments.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes...
It's not very productive sometimes.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying to the people is that if I'm elected, I'm going to be accessible, whether it be by email, whether it be by the telephone or surgeries. What I'm saying is I'm going to have proper surgeries. Yes, I will always, if invited, go to the parish surgeries at the three villages, but I also need to make sure I'm holding my own surgeries so people can come and see me. Not necessarily just on a Saturday, but during the week. And what is also important is when you make yourself accessible, and when people give you issues that they really feel passionate about, you've got to listen to them. You've got to take that into account. And if you don't know the answer, and I'm going to be the first to say, I do not know the answer to everything. But what I believe I'm good at doing is researching, understanding, and going back with a solution, or certainly an answer. But what I think sometimes councillors can be accused of is getting an email and not responding. That is totally unacceptable.
No, I completely agree with that. I mean, it's I get complaints from residents all the time about that, and it is unforgivable. So yeah, I'm really pleased to hear that you are going to make yourself accessible, and I think you're quite right. I mean, I'll say the thing about the social media lightly. There is no replacement for face-to-face communication.
Absolutely.
And there are some residents who are not on social media, and they need a strong representation as those who are.
Yeah.
And so it's good to know that you're going to be out on the doorstep. And now, if people want to contact you, because another complaint I hear from residents is, oh, well, no one knocked on my door during the election. Obviously, they're not interested in my vote or whatever. A large area you've got to cover, a very large area. I mean, we're talking, Bagshot, Windlesham and Chobham, vast areas. I know for a fact that you've already been out there and working really hard and knocking on as many doors as you possibly can. But also, you might knock on a door and the person might not be in. If somebody wants to speak to you, how can they contact you?
Well, first of all, I have said to Mark, because I've got a team working very closely with me, and our intention is to get to many houses possible. You know, I believe we can do the vast majority in all the three villages. Is that when I do go to a house, or one of my campaign team do, if they're not in, I will leave a leaflet, what should we call a calling card. But if anybody ever wants me, I am available on my email account at CLLR, Mike Goodman, at yahoo.com.uk, or on my mobile 07 823 883 870.
Let me just interrupt you there, because you got that email address slightly wrong. So it's councillor, so the abbreviation of councillor, yeah. CLLR Mike Goodman,
yeah.
At yahoo.co.uk.
And also, Paul, it will be on my leaflet, which we started delivering today.
Brilliant. Now, Mike, wishing you the very, very best of luck. I personally really hope that residents get behind you and you know, and vote for you. I'm very much looking forward to working with you in my capacity as a borough councillor. I think you're going to bring a lot to the community.
Well, thank you, Paul. I think it's really important in this campaign to vote. And I know that parish and county councils and borough council elections don't always have the highest turnout. I'd urge people to vote because it is your opportunity to put in the person in place that you want to represent you. I also think what's important as a councillor is to work together. Often in the past I felt on the outside that, you know, parish and borough and county, do they really work together? I believe it's important that we all work together. And that's one thing I'm going to do a lot of over the next 4 years if elected. Because I have a sort of motto that has gone through my working life. It's not who is right, it's what is right. And I'll turn it around, it's what is right for the three villages that really matters.
Yeah, and I honestly believe that you are what's right. I've said before, you talk about your motto. My motto is, it's not what you do to get elected that's important, it's what you do once you are elected that's important. And I think that quite a few of the candidates that I'm aware of forget that. And I think that you know, you're going to be fantastic, a representative for the community. Mike Goodman, thank you very much. I hope come May the 2nd, I'm going to be calling you Councillor Mike Goodman.
Thanks very much, Paul.
Thank you.